He pondered the words scrawled beneath La Mappa. The truth can be glimpsed only through the eyes of death. And wondered if the grim saying might be a quote from Dante. I don't recognize it. Langdon was well versed in Dante's work, and his prominence as an art historian who specialized in iconography meant he was occasionally called upon to interpret the vast array of symbols that populated Dante's landscape. Coincidentally, or perhaps not so coincidentally, he had given a lecture on Dante's Inferno about 2 years earlier. Divine Dante, Symbols of Hell. Dante Alighieri had evolved into one of history's true cult icons, sparking the creation of Dante societies all around the world. The oldest American branch had been founded in 1881 in Cambridge, Massachusetts, by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. New England's famous fireside poet was the first American to translate the Divine Comedy, his translation remaining among the most respected and widely read to this day. As a noted student of Dante's work, Langdon had been asked to speak at a major event hosted by one of the world's oldest Dante societies, Società Dante Alighieri, Vienna. The event was slated to take place at the Viennese Academy of Sciences. The event's primary sponsor, a wealthy scientist and Dante Society member, had managed to secure the Academy's 2,000-seat lecture hall. When Langdon arrived at the event, he was met by the conference director and ushered inside. As they crossed the lobby, Langdon couldn't help but notice the five words painted in gargantuan letters across the back wall. What if God was wrong?
"It's a Lukas Stroberg," the director whispered. "Our newest art installation. What do you think?"
Langdon eyed the massive text, uncertain how to respond.
His brushstrokes are lavish, but his command of the subjunctive seems sparse."
The director gave him a confused look. Langdon hoped his rapport with the audience would be better. When he finally stepped on stage, Langdon received a rousing round of applause from a crowd that was standing room only. "Meine Damen und Herren," Langdon began, his voice booming over the loudspeakers. "Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome." The famous line from Cabaret drew appreciative laughter from the crowd. "I've been informed that our audience tonight contains not only Dante Society members, but also many visiting scientists and students who may be exploring Dante for the first time. So, for those in the audience who have been too busy studying to read medieval Italian epics, I thought I'd begin with a quick overview of Dante, his life, his work, and why he is considered one of the most influential figures in all of history." More applause. Using the tiny remote in his hand, Langdon called up a series of images of Dante, the first being Andrea del Castagno's full-length portrait of the poet standing in a doorway, clutching a book of philosophy. "Dante Alighieri," Langdon began. "This Florentine writer and philosopher lived from 1265 to 1321. In this portrait, as in nearly all depictions, he wears on his head a red cappuccio, a tight-fitting plaited hood with ear flaps, which, along with his crimson Lucca robe, has become the most widely reproduced image of Dante." Langdon advanced slides to the Botticelli portrait of Dante from the Uffizi Gallery, which stressed Dante's most salient features: a heavy jaw and hooked nose. Here, Dante's unique face is once again framed by his red cappuccio. But in this instance, Botticelli has added a laurel wreath to his cap as a symbol of expertise, in this case, in the poetic arts, a traditional symbol borrowed from ancient Greece and used even today in ceremonies honoring poet laureates and Nobel laureates.